I'm visiting with Karen Scanlon with the Conservation Technology Information Center, and we're preparing, Karen, for the 2012 Conservation in Action Tour. I understand this will be the fifth year. I've had the opportunity, Cindy and I both, to attend the last couple of tours we've done. You've got a great program set up this year. Let's just kind of start there. Tell us a little bit about when, where, and what some of the tour stops are going to be this year.
The Conservation in Action Tour for 2012 is going to be May 30th and 31st, and it's in the area of Tunica, Mississippi. So we are talking with the outstanding producers and folks that they work with in the Mississippi Delta. And we're there with our partner, Delta Farm. Delta Farm has been tremendously helpful in helping us to put together a fantastic agenda for the day. And as in years past, it's a one-day tour on May 31st. We precede it the evening before with a social. We'll be on the banks of the Mississippi River and have a great introduction to the Delta area. And then all day on the 31st, we'll be meeting producers who are leading the way with water conservation, water quality protection, and wildlife habitat management on their farms here in the Delta.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. These are very full days that start early, go all the way through dinner with stops where we can, like you said, visit farms that are exhibiting very good conservation practices and talk with producers. Besides some of those farmers who will be attending, describe others and who you're reaching out to have come and invite to this tour.
Okay. We'll be talking with some researchers from Mississippi State University. We'll be talking with folks from Mississippi Department of Environmental Quality, from the Natural Resources Conservation Service, from the Nature Conservancy, from all sorts of organizations, governmental agencies, and agricultural groups in the Mississippi Delta. As I mentioned, we have a great partner in the Delta Farm organization, and that is Farmers Advocating for Resource Management. So it's a producer-led organization, and they're bringing some of their leaders to participate in the tour as well. So we'll be getting an academic perspective, a government perspective, a legislative perspective, as well as the producer perspective on some of these critical issues in the lower Mississippi River Basin.
So the idea here is to, for certainly those who are attending the tour, but for those who can't, we'll try to provide information for them so they know what they might have missed. But it's an educational opportunity. It really is to kind of serve a couple of purposes. One, to showcase for other farmers examples that they can emulate, maybe, hopefully, as well as on the regulatory side, the people who are, you know, making the regulations these farmers have to live by, to help them better understand what farmers are doing proactively, as well as the impact of what some of their regulations have on them.
Absolutely, Chuck. And what we'd really try and encourage during these tours is to have good discussion and dialogue amongst this good mix of people. We have great, all these different perspectives that I mentioned, but we're all there to talk about some of these important issues. And as I mentioned, water quantity and water supply, groundwater recovery and groundwater treatment is a critical issue in the Mississippi Delta, as well as we all have heard about some of the nutrient issues as relates to Gulf hypoxia. So those are going to be two important discussions that we have. And in the Delta, a lot of conservation is driven by wildlife and concerns and providing adequate and the best possible wildlife habitat. So that also is something we'll learn about and talk about.
Well, let's go ahead and point people to where they can get registered, because registration is open. We want to encourage people to go to the CTIC website, ctic.org, where they'll find the form. Just anything you might mention here, we've got an early registration deadline coming up, for example.
Yes, we do want people to go to ctic.org. That's our website, and you'll find on the homepage there a link to the Conservation in Action Tour 2012. And we encourage you to visit us before May 1st and take advantage of the early registration discount. After May 1st, starting on May 2nd, all of the registration costs will increase by $25. So I encourage you to register as soon as possible. The space is limited. We have seen a great increase in participation in our tour over the past years, but we do want to cap it so that we can maintain the good conversation, the good dialogue, and maintain the quality of tour that we want to provide.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Karen Scanlon. We are visiting here at a very noisy Commodity Classic. You might hear some noise in the background, but that's what it is, which has been a record setter. So maybe we'll have a record-setting Conservation in Action Tour this year. I'm Chuck.